guess it wasn't a lot of run support, so
how does that change your approach on the hill?
It doesn't really change at all, because even if you're up 10, you're still going to pitch like it's a 0-0 ball game. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still going to throw your spots. You're not going to just let them hit it or whatever. So.
It seemed like when they get scoring opportunities, you were able to come through with a big pitch.
Yeah, I mean, we focus on that a lot in practice with DJ. He talks a lot about, you know, big situations, what you need to do, take deep breaths, and, you know, just focus and slow the game down. And that's what we try to do.
It's your maturation process. You've been through SEC before. How do you see yourself as being different this year than last year?
I'm the same guy, but I got to be more of a leader this year, I guess, and, you know, and take Friday night and try to, you know, lead by example and have a good weekend the rest of, you know, Saturday and Sunday. And I feel more of a leader, I guess, this year, and, you know, I got to take Price's role and just, you know, take it over.
It's a dangerous lineup, and, you know, you kept them in check. How were you able to do that?
Changeup works every time. Big swings, you know, you still want to throw the fastballs and make them so they can't cheat on you. But, I mean, changeup, mix the counts up, and, you know, throw a changeup whenever you can. And, you know, they're going to take big swings at it every time.